You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wanderlover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Happy New Year, my loves. You know what's making me really happy at the start of 2024? The fact that it starts on a Monday. Yesterday, I had a really special, really sacred vision board and goal mapping session for the Wanderlover and myself. And it just made me so happy that Monday corresponded with the first, and we get to start off the new year on a Monday. I think it's like a slight OCD thing, but I don't know. It makes me feel really good. And with that being said, if you have not planned your own vision boarding goal mapping session for this year, let's dedicate an hour or two sometime before the end of the week so that we can create a plan for 2024. Like I always say, failing to plan is planning to fail. If you reflected back on 2023 and it wasn't that great, know that this year will get better. If 2023 was the best year of your life, also know that it can and will get better. That is the foundational value I want to instill going into this new year and all new years to come. And in today's episode, I really want to help you make 2024 the best year yet. I've been very lucky and really blessed to say that I truly think for the past 7 years since I quit my corporate job, every year has been better than the last. And 2023 was the best year of my life so far. And I just know that 2024 will be even better. And going into every year with this belief that it only ever gets better, it's going to be the best year of my life, that's already giving me such an advantage simply by thinking those thoughts. The law of attraction attracts like with like. So if you want to attract abundance, success, happiness, love into your life, your first step is to think those thoughts. If you don't have a word of the year yet, I want you to choose one by the end of this week as well. My word of the year for this year is transformation. I know that it is a season for change. I am open and welcoming change with open arms. And I want you to take a moment to think about what it is that you want to call in for 2024. Align with what you're calling in. I always say, if you want to shoot for the moon, you'll land amongst the stars. But if it is a year to take a chill, set realistic goals for yourself and be surprised. You don't always have to be shooting for 10 steps ahead of where you want to be. And match your frequency with what you want to accomplish and where you want to be by the end of the year. Every year on December 31st, I goal map, I fill out my new passion planner, and I create a vision board that I set as my desktop and phone background. I am on my 8th passion planner. I've been doing this every year since I was working in finance, and it has not let me down. Once you are at a place and coming from a place of inspired action, I want you to goal map, and you can do this physically in a journal, in a passion planner. But what I do is I sit down and I list what my lifetime goals are, what my 3-year goals are, breaking that down into 1-year goals and then 3-month goals. After 8 years of doing this, what I've realized is that my lifetime goals have not changed. My lifetime goals are things that transcend just annual goals. They are things that I am constantly working towards, and I'm not going to be frustrated if I don't accomplish them within the year because I know that I am working towards them in my lifetime. Does that make sense? So once you really sit down with yourself and ask, what do you want out of this lifetime? It shouldn't be things that will discourage you if you don't accomplish them in the next month or two, because you just know that you're working towards them for life. And so, for example, when I was still working in finance, my lifetime goal was to be an influencer, blogger, and entrepreneur. I knew that I wanted a family. I knew that I wanted a freedom-based lifestyle and to travel full-time. And all of these things are what I still write down in my lifetime goals year after year after year. And so when you're doing this exercise, I really want you to dig deep. I want you to think of what you actually want to achieve in your whole lifetime, not just what's going to make you the quickest amount of money in the next 90 days, right? Like, what is going to give you short-term satisfaction? What is it in your life that you are truly working towards? Because that's going to have the biggest influence and the biggest momentum on your life. Then I want you to break it down into what you are going to accomplish in the next 3 years, 1 year, and 3 months to get you ultimately to your lifetime goals. And once all of this becomes clear, it is time for vision boarding. And this is one of my favorite exercises because it allows you to visualize what you are calling in from a first person perspective. And what's key here is that you need to be in a place of inspired action and you need to think bigger than your current reality. It's really easy for us to talk ourselves out of our dreams and goals because of where we're currently at. Like, I don't know how to do that yet. How am I going to learn? Who in the world even does that? Like, how is this even possible? I don't have a degree in this. I've heard all of the excuses, and I'm here to tell you that you don't need to listen to those limiting beliefs in your mind. You are capable of calling in anything outside of your frame of reference. I call in things year after year after year, not knowing how I'm going to accomplish it, but the answers come because I am so focused on the what, and the how naturally reveals itself. That's something I've learned. That's something I know to be true. You don't need to worry about the how. 2 years ago, I was interviewed on Biz Journals about my transition from a full-time travel influencer to an online business coach. And in it, I gave the example, take a minute and look around the room you're currently in for any object that is green. Look back here and say them out loud. Now, without taking your eyes off this page, try telling me everything in your room that is yellow. So in your case, take a minute, look around the room you're currently in for any object that is green. Now, look back at your phone or wherever you're listening to this podcast and say them out loud. Without taking your eyes off the screen, tell me everything in your room that is yellow. It would probably be harder because you weren't looking for them. Right? But they are there. And that is such a great example of how you live your daily life and the actions you take as you are going through each motion. If you don't know what the what is that you want to achieve, you're not going to be looking for the answers. But if you know exactly what the what is in your lifetime, you're going to meet the people, you're going to be Googling the queries, you're going to be asking the questions to get you there. And that's exactly how I went from corporate finance to full-time entrepreneur. That's how I went from not knowing what kind of partner I wanted to attract in my life to getting engaged and married the same year. And I just know with all of my other crazy dreams that as long as I define them, the how is going to reveal themselves, even if I have no idea how to get there at the moment. And if you go into 2024 with this belief, not only are you going to be so scared and excited because you have dreams that you have no idea how to accomplish, but you're going to be even more motivated because you're going to be on a path that just lights you up, that is your purpose, that you're not going to change your lifetime goals for year after year.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Next, I want you to practice gratitude. Gratitude and raising your frequency to be abundant, to always attract success, is something that comes from within. It comes from not only showing others that you do it, but truly showing the universe that you are grateful, internalizing how grateful and blessed you truly are. If you are constantly complaining or whining or focusing on what you don't have, that is just a formula for being a crap magnet. Like, excuse my language, a shit magnet even, because shitty things are going to happen to you if you're constantly focusing on the shitty things in your life. Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you constantly focus on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. And I know that this might sound woo-woo, it might sound fluffy, but I truly believe my mindset is the key and what I try to teach all of my clients, because it has gotten me so far and it has gotten them so far. So if you are willing to try, practice gratitude and outwardly say to the universe how happy, thankful you are for every little thing in your life. And over time, the blessings and the things that you are grateful for are going to exponentially increase. Going off of that, my last tip as you enter the new year is to document your business and life progress according to how you are progressing forward. So after you have defined exactly what you are living your life for, what your purpose is, I want you to start taking and documenting business progress photos. And how I do this is I have an album on my phone, and I want you to create an album on your phone. You can name it Road to Success or Road to Dream Life or Road to whatever it is. And I want you to think of this album similar to how you would document progress photos for going to a gym. After every week, you take a snapshot of yourself and you don't notice the changes week after week, but month after month, year after year, the changes are huge, right? So same thing in your business. Document the little wins, because consistency is key. It's not about having giant milestones every single day. It's about staying consistent and focusing on what is working and what you are doing instead of what you're not. So whether that is a client testimonial, whether that is getting another new subscriber, document a win every other day, every week, whatever it is, and after a year, reflect back on all you have achieved. I promise you, it's going to give you so much more forward momentum when you're focusing on all of the baby steps. And if you compare it to going to the gym and working out, you can understand how it's really unreasonable to expect yourself to achieve 1 year's worth of progress in a week. And that's when you can kind of catch yourself when you're impatient. As with any workout, healthy eating, gym routine, if you stick with it for an extended period of time, you're going to see results. That's the same for your business. A lot of times we'll be like, in my lifetime, I want to be a billionaire. In 3 years' time, I want to be a multimillionaire. In 1 year's time, I want to be a millionaire. And in 3 months' time, I want to start my business. This impatience is inevitably going to lead to frustration. That's like saying, I want to lose 50 pounds this year. I mean, it is possible, but it takes dedication. And sometimes progress isn't linear. Sometimes you're not going to have consistent wins, but this is why you're going to have that album every time you see, let's say, 10 new podcast downloads. Snap a screenshot and add it to this album just for you to review, reflect on, and celebrate. Last but not least, if this is all feeling really, really good for you and you're going to go through with all of the exercises, but you feel like you just need that extra push for accountability, I'm going to link the Digital Nomad Society and Wanderlover Business Academy in the episode description. These are my group programs where you can find other ambitious, like-minded individuals, and we can all help support each other as we're growing our businesses and traveling the world. I know this year is going to be the best one yet, and I can't wait to share with you guys what we have planned and what we have in store. Cheers to 2024, my loves. See you in the next episode.